93.3 KZOZ rocks the Steve Miller Band. A little Fly Like an Eagle. I'm Suzanne, and we have checked into 4 o'clock. Our KZOZ kid interns in the studio. We have local band Escaping Monochrome. Welcome, you guys.
Hello.
Hi. Yes. Hi. All right, so we have 5 people in here. We have instruments. We have like a drum kit going on today, so we're going to do some live music for you a little bit later in the show. But first, we want to kind of just introduce you guys, get to know you. And I set it up a little bit before you came in. So I met you guys at the New Times Music Awards, and you guys were part of that new youth category. So you guys were rad on stage that night. You performed. What was the Chili Peppers song that you guys did that night?
By the way.
Yes, that was awesome. You guys were slaying on that all over the place. And obviously, like, you guys did your own stuff, and that was cool too. I just, when you're familiar with something like that and you hear somebody just rocking it, it's pretty cool stuff. So let's go around the room, and we'll start with Max.
Hello.
And tell us what you do in Escaping Monochrome.
In Escaping Monochrome, I play keyboard.
All right.
And I also play a little bit of bass guitar.
Awesome. Yeah, I remember you guys switching around on instruments, too. You were doing, like, a multi-instrumentalist thing. Right on. And so, Max, where do you live?
I live in Templeton, California.
All right. And I think most of you guys are either Templeton or A-Town, right?
Yeah.
Templeton. Shout out Eagles. I see the hat here today.
Oh yeah.
All right, so from Max we go to Sophie.
I am the vocalist and ukulele player of the band.
Perfect. Awesome. And then are you Templeton as well?
I'm a Tascadero.
A-Town
Academy.
Go Hounds. I'm trying to high five you, but it's really far away. I went to high school in a Tascadero too, but that was like 100 years ago. Right? All right. And so we have David here. David, what are you, guitar?
Yeah. Today I'm playing acoustic guitar. I'm usually playing electric. But
okay.
My sister let me use her guitar today, so that's nice.
Nice. Right on. Yeah, thank you for stripping it down for us a little bit. It would be really hard to fit all your amps in here.
Honestly,
that's why it happened.
Well, like a 10 by 10 room, you can't really do like plugged in amps. It's just too loud. So, and then, and you're from?
But I'm from Denmark, but right now I live in Templeton.
Oh, cool. How long have you been here?
5 years. 5.5 years.
You like it?
Yeah, I really like it.
And you know what? Actually, we can't hear very well. You bring that. Yeah. Try that now.
There we go.
Just hold it like a rock star.
Yeah, of course.
There we go. Awesome. So are you gonna stay around? Are you going back or what are you?
Next year I'm going back for 1 year and then afterwards I'll come back and finish high school.
Awesome. What are you guys gonna do when he's gone for a year? That's gonna be a bummer,
dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you're like, we can't think of it now. Yeah. Because this is like the original Escaping Monochrome.
Yeah, it's the original.
Yeah, right on. So, yeah, we'll make sure that's back on. All right, and then who do we have next? We got Shane over here rocking a guitar.
Yeah.
How you doing over there?
I'm doing pretty good. And
so get just a little closer there. We got a lot of microphones going on. We're making it work. So, Shane, guitar, is that all you do? I feel like I remember you.
I play bass and guitar.
There you go, right on.
Yeah.
And then where are you from, T-Town?
I'm from Templeton, California.
All right, he's the one rocking the Eagles today.
Yeah.
And your sweet New Times Music Award shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I forgot. We could have all had matching shirts today. How cool would that be?
Come on, guys.
You're like, no, we're not doing that. But at least someone's representing, so high five on that. All right, and then to my left over here, we're talking to Josh on some drums.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Are you right? So our thing today is that you have to play quiet.
Sadly.
And that's not usually something that you do very well,
that's
right?
Yeah.
Well, this is your test today. It's all a learning experience, right? I mean, that's what the kid intern thing is about. Really, you're supposed to be in here learning how to actually do radio. You'll learn a little bit of that, but also, Josh is learning how to play quiet.
Good job, Josh.
It's like the worst space. He's like, oh, I hate you, Suze. I hate you.
It's past the school hours. Why do I still have to learn?
I know, right? Well, we called this After School Rocks for a while.
Oh, that's
so that's still technically sort of like school?
Yeah.
You're like, this is not as fun as I thought it was going to be. No, so anyway, we have some songs that you're going to play. And we have one of your original tunes that we're going to rock today. For now, we're going to start getting into your playlist here. And who picked the Eagles?
Me.
Oh, right. Eagles hat.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Shane, tell us why you picked the Eagles today.
So, I picked the Eagles. They're a really cool band. And I like old music.
Nice.
So,
well, this is the place to be for that, for sure. We got all kinds of classic rock here. All right, we'll check this out. One, Take It to the Limit with the Eagles. We are rocking the KZOZ Kid Intern today with local band Escaping Monochrome. Met them in the youth category at the New Times Music Awards.
It's the Central Coast's classic rock.
How could I top that?
I don't think anyone ever will.
93.3 KZOZ rocks.
93.3 KZOZ rocks. Suzanne hanging out with Escaping Monochrome, local band. Do you guys have like interwebs or Facebooks? Like, where do we find you guys online?
Instagram at Escaping Monochrome, Facebook at Escaping Monochrome, almost everything.
So basically, if we look up Escaping Monochrome, we'll find you guys.
You'll definitely
find
have a website, too.
Everything. Yeah.
Awesome.
If you want to check out some of our recorded music, just go to our website, yeah.
It's like
escapingmonochrome.com.
Yeah, it's remastered versions, and then...
I'm trying to Google you guys while you're talking, but...
Another one, too.
Keep talking.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so who picked the Creedence? Who was that? Is that David?
Yep.
What's your jam? Why is Creedence your jam?
On my ride over here, I was looking through some songs that I might want to play, and then my mom really liked Creedence, so...
Oh, I love... It's all Escaping Monochrome, an edgy band.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, my stepdad made this.
Wait,
keep it simple.
I don't know why I was called edgy.
Max, we are edgy, Max.
Because you guys are so edgy.
I wasn't sure what about it.
Oh my gosh,
teenagers,
edgelords coming through.
Are you guys, now you're looking at this and you're rethinking your lives, or?
Yeah.
Well, we need to add more to the website, so I'm like, how can we do that?
Yeah. That's always, songs? I think it's an ever change, you know, you're always kind of moving and tweaking things on a website and stuff like that, so, you know.
This one's been here for
a while. Going to be perfect. That's like my struggle with KZOZ.com all the time is like
Apple.
Trying to make it awesome, but we're always like just moving and changing and doing stuff.
True.
All right, so, sorry, back to the Creedence.
Yes.
Is this like, have you been listening to Creedence for like your whole life?
No.
One of your favorites? No?
I haven't actually, but I did listen to it and... I really like them, yeah.
Awesome. What are, maybe if we go around the room and we talk about like your biggest influence, and that could be, you know, lyrics or maybe the instrument you play or maybe just music in general. Like, do you remember the one thing that made you want to start playing? And we'll start with Shane. He raised his hand. This is good. I like this.
Okay, so pretty much when I was younger, about maybe 5, I started listening to Elvis and the Beatles, and I've always liked those two bands.
Cool.
Those two bands. So, yeah.
That's kind of where it starts a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's definitely stuff that came before them, but those are some pretty big deal influences, I think, in a lot of musicians' lives.
Definitely.
All right. Anybody else? Where's the hands?
Yeah,
though?
I got...
All right, David.
So a couple of years ago, me and my friends, including Max, who's sitting over here, we decided to start a band because we really wanted to join in the talent show.
Ah.
So I had never played guitar before. But I had a guitar.
Josh is feeling left out over here. Is he part of this story?
Who's Josh?
Wow.
Okay. Max, Josh, and I. Yeah. So we played in the talent show, and I'd never picked up a guitar before, but then...
Just kind of made it happen, huh?
Yeah.
Self-taught, or did you take some lessons?
Yeah, self-taught.
Nice. And so let's go to Max, since he was kind of part of that story.
So let's start to where I was 7. I think my mom just signed me up for piano lesson. I remember sitting on the couch and asking her, so is it the guy or is it the girl that's teaching me? She's like, oh, it's a guy. And this guy was like long hair. It was like all in a bun. And he comes in and he's like, okay, let's see how you play the piano. I don't know. And I start hitting keys. And he's like,
that's not how to play.
And then so, and then what was it after that? And then we started the band. And then like 1 year into the band, I actually was the Generationals. They put one of their songs, 10-20-10, that song got me into doing bass, and that's the first song that I started out on, and then we moved to Seven Nation Army, and then probably going to move off another song, and then my dad was also, he played a lot of music, and then that kind of got me moving, and then he's the reason why I do electronic music productions, along with David.
Cool, so you guys have your own producer over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Max.
I don't do it for business.
We tried to attempt a business and we lost, was it $30 in the process?
Oh man, that's tough.
We started our own website and we put some songs.
Yeah, we started a Shopify account.
That did not go well, but yeah.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it's like trial and error until you figure it out. Kind of like, you know, the website, it's ever changing and eventually you'll figure it out. It'll be awesome.
Definitely.
All right, well, let's hop back over to Josh then, since he was also part of that story. And we'll get to Sophie too. What's your like big musical moments, the influence?
So I think I was like 6 or 7. I didn't really know much about music, and then I think it was during a school field trip I saw this band which I'm still in called the Bucket Busters. It was like one of those bucket drum bands.
Yes.
And I was like, this looks fun, I should do drum lessons. So that's when I started doing drum lessons, and then that's the first band I joined, and I did that for about 3 years. And then when I came into 6th grade, I heard about the band you and David and Max were making. I was like, maybe I can try to be a drummer.
Nice.
And then I joined that band, and then,
Was this a different, this was not Escaping Monochrome?
No, it was before Escaping Monochrome.
What was your band name?
The Mailman.
The Mailman. Oh, shit, I said it wrong.
That's all right.
We had some history.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go there. You're going to hear it, and you're going to be like,
Okay.
No, some drama.
Don't look that. Okay, and what about you, Sophie? What's your musical moment influence?
Well, when I was about 2 years old, I think I heard on the radio, I was in my car, and I heard a band called Sugarland play with Jennifer Nettles. And once I heard that voice, it was like something clicked in my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, I really want to sing now.
Yeah.
And so I started singing just right then.
Awesome. That was my And so you hadn't done any, like, choir or anything? You just were like, I'm singing.
Well, I was two at the time, so yeah, I hadn't done anything.
Never mind. You didn't come out of the womb in choir? What's wrong with you?
Oh, no. I'm in a choir now, but yeah.
That's cool. Right on. Are you, you're in Tascadero. You do choir there?
Yeah, I do honor choir at Fine Arts Academy.
Cool. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not quite high school yet. I was thinking of high school. I don't know why, because I'm losing my mind, and that happens sometimes. All right, well, we're going to get into some more music, and you guys are ready to rock live for us in just a few, but let's get to this next set of a couple tunes. We're going to do Nirvana. Who picked this one? I'm trying to remember. Josh.
Yes.
Are you, like, a big Dave Grohl fan?
Yeah.
Do you like... Okay, so obviously you like Nirvana, and the drums are awesome. How do you feel about the Foo Fighters?
I like them, but they're not really.
It's just
not the same. As a drummer, but not really as a guitarist.
Okay, that's cool. Everyone has their thing. I just finally actually saw the Foo Fighters. That might change your mind if you see them live.
I think I'm going to a Foo Fighters concert soon.
Nice. Do you like Taylor Hawkins as a drummer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's rad. All right, cool. Let's check this out. In Bloom, Nirvana, we're hanging out. Kid intern status with Escaping Monochrome.
The classic rock is that way.
93.3 KZOZ rocks.
And this is Escaping Monochrome.
Good job, Shane. All right, we're hanging out. I'm Suzanne, and this is a local band. You can check them out at escapingmonochrome.com. And I know we've been teasing you for a little bit. They are going to play live. But first, let me take a selfie. No.
Stop.
Oh, come on. Okay, so we want to do just a quick little introduction here. So we're going to take it to Sophie. We're going to play one of your songs that you guys have recorded. Where did you guys record this?
It was at a local recording studio.
It was Fast Tracks.
No, it wasn't Fast Tracks.
No, wait.
The second one after Fast Tracks.
It was at Avalon.
All right.
Avalon.
Oh, Avalon. With Kip?
Yes.
With Kip Stork? He's awesome.
He's awesome.
Okay, cool. And then tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, this song is kind of about... Like, you know, when in a relationship someone may cheat on you or something and they kind of expect you to come back to them, like begging for mercy and being like, I wish I was with you still. This is kind of about like standing up to that and not going against not going with that expectation.
All right, cool. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Sure. This is Mutual Respect, 93.3 KZOZ.
Don't think that I ever will. Your ignorance may blind you. sound. Wait, don't tell me, 'cause I don't really care. And if I called out your name, would you even hear me? 'Cause I don't think you'd be listening at all. What if I told you I had nothing else to live for? What would you say? Don't think I'll call you, call you, call you. And if I called out your name, would you even hear me? 'Cause I don't think you'd be listening at all. What if I told you I had nothing else to live for? What would you say? Would you run away? Never mind, it won't matter anyway. So why should I cry over someone who has pulled my heart relentlessly? Please leave me with this non-existent pain.
93.3 KZOZ, I'm Josh the drummer, and this is my band Escaping Monochrome. Check us out at escapingmonochrome.com.
Escapingmonochrome.com. Should we make like a little jingle?
No.
All right, awesome. Well, we are going to get to a quick break here, but coming back, we're going to get into a little live jam. You guys ready for that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Maybe. Well, that's a bit. That's a big maybe. Remember, you can't smash those. You're not animal today, okay?
I'm sorry.
A mellow one. Think of yourself like a beetle.
There we go.
Except the Beatles don't.
But
they actually
strong,
do smash their
so
drums.
I mean,
wait.
Was Ringo a drum smasher?
I don't know.
Was Ringo a drum smasher?
No.
I don't think he was. Be Ringo. No, he's so sad about it. All right, we'll be right back. We're hanging out. It's kid intern time, and we have a whole band in here. They're called Escaping Monochrome, and like Josh said, give us the website one more time.
Escapingmonochrome.com.
Escapingmonochrome.
Yeah, just escapingmonochrome, and you'll find anything.
I feel like we really should work on this jingle by the end of the show. Oh, we could have something, right?
For sure.
All right, well, we'll come back. They're going to do something live, jingle or otherwise.
The classic rock is that way.
93.3 KZOZ Rocks.
KZOZ, who's this?
This is Rocky Logue.
Awesome. What's up, Rocky?
I am a teacher. I was a former teacher of your band you have in that right now, Escaping Monochrome.
Right on, right on. Well, say hi, you guys. He can hear you.
Mr. Logue.
How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Amazing.
Good. Nice. It's great to see you guys still rocking.
Oh, yeah. How long ago were you guys working together?
Last year.
I was a teacher at their middle school last year for the last several years. I just switched schools this year, and the all-star teacher band, the Mr. Spalding band.
Oh, my God.
Right on. He just wanted to call in, like, steal your thunder, you guys.
Aww.
No, I'm just kidding.
I wanted to call in and say I hope everything is going great, and they sound awesome, and I can't wait to hear more.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the call today.
Thank you.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
See ya.
See you later.
How cool is that?
That was cool.
That was awesome, you guys. You guys have fans out there for sure. And that's why we need to make that jingle for them, right? Escapingmonochrome.com. Is it like a Christina Aguilera run? Or is it like, you know, like, or is it like, I don't know, like Slipknot, like, Escaping Monochrome?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, no.
All right. So we need one more little bit to sound check. So we're going to play one more song. This one was from Max. Tell us about this song we're going to do.
So this band, the band Cake, which is very popular. My dad, Charles Chalkson, he was the one that actually got me into it. He was the one that scheduled the Generationals concert that was held at Tooth & Nail.
Tooth & Nail, cool.
And then this band is kind of like got me into music somewhat. Short Skirt Song Jacket was kind of the thing that got me in, but The Distance was also a really good song that I got
that
stuck in my
album.
Head.
Yeah. Fashion Nugget.
That whole album. I have the whole album on my phone right now.
All right. Well, give us the introduction, the official introduction on that song.
This is 93.3 KZOZ, The Cake, The Distance.
It's the Central Coast's classic rock.
How could I top that?
Well, I don't think anyone ever will.
93.3 KZOZ Rocks.
93.3
KZOZ rocks Avalon Beach.
That's how you fail radio, guys. Just so you know. We're hanging out with Escaping Monochrome today. Check them out at escapingmonochrome.com. I am Suzanne, and we are actually, I'm trying to multitask. Can you hand me that cord around? Yes. All right, so what we're doing right now is Escaping Monochrome's getting ready to rock live here in the KZOZ studios, and if all goes well and I hit this button, we will be on Facebook Live. So hopefully that works out. maybe not. All right, well, you guys, tell me a little bit about this song you're going to do for us. Basically, stall for me.
Well, we've only been playing it for actually a few weeks. So, Max actually isn't playing in this one. It must have been because the studio is a little bit small.
But, yeah.
So, it's House of Gold by 21 Pilots, and we're playing it acoustic. So, there's no, like, electric guitars involved. But I think it's going to sound really cool. Hopefully.
All right. And is this...
Yeah,
you do have to play quiet. We've been talking about that a lot. It's still a thing. We have not changed our minds on that. You cannot go full animal in here. So is 21 Pilots something that you guys would say is like an influence or just something current that you like to listen to? Maybe a little
like
bit of both?
Songs. I think they make good music, yeah.
All right.
I haven't heard the live version, actually.
Wait, speak up, Sonny.
I haven't heard the file on iTunes yet, so...
Okay. All right. I'm still having an issue over here. So let's talk about the Rock Lab. Who wants to talk about that? Because I know that's a really cool thing. And we mentioned, let's start with Josh, because you mentioned Bucket Busters earlier.
Yes.
And that is from Music Motive. So talk about Music Motive, like really close to your microphone.
Music Motive is where I started taking drum lessons, when I started doing drums. And that's...
Just get right. You got to almost eat it. It taste good, but...
Okay. Dang it. So Music Motive is, it's like, you can take music lessons for all ages, and that's, we started doing Rock Lab probably when we first started doing Mailman.
Yep.
Like, we started doing Rock Lab, which helped us learn more songs and get ready for concerts. And I want to thank, well, I mean, most of us probably do, but we all want to thank Liam for helping us.
He's a really good instructor.
He is a great instructor, right? Was he out with you guys at the New Times Music Awards?
No.
No.
Okay.
He helps us along. Like, this would have not been possible if not for him, honestly.
Yeah.
He just does such a great job.
Function as a band. Other than that, we would have been crushed again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to keep it on track, I say we would not have been this... We wouldn't have gotten all these songs done if it wasn't for him, because we would not have been able to...
We would not know how to do it.
We would have had Gold on the Ceiling, probably, and that's it, because that's the one we... started originally without Music Motive.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well, I am failing at the putting us on Facebook Live thing here.
Oh, you are? So it's not coming along very well?
No, it's not. And I'm really sad about it, to be honest with you. And I feel like I don't want to give up, but we also need to move on at some point here. I'm trying one more thing. So we have this cool new camera, and Jeff and Jeremy were using it. We did this thing called the KZOZ Takeover on Friday. And... oh my God, I have to log in. This is terrible. And so what we do on that is like we donate our whole airwaves from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we, it's all request. Anything you want to hear, we'll play country, rap, hip hop, like whatever, pop, rock. And then we make you pay us to play the song. And then we give that money to charity. So we actually raised like almost $4,100 for the Slow Food Bank and the Boys and Girls Club in North County.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so anyway, long story short, they were using this thing for up at Firestone at the end of the takeover on Friday, and it was so cool. And so I was really hoping, I think, did you guys see that camera just blink?
Yeah.
I think that's a good sign.
Really good time.
Yes, I want the Mevo to access my Facebook. Thank you very much.
At first I thought that was one of those like Alexa things where you say like...
Oh, I know. Like if you could just tell it like Mevo, do my show for me today.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go out to the beach.
Alexa, say hi to the first 1 million digits.
Something is happening. This may end up on my my actual Facebook and not KZOZ. Nope. Yep. All right, we're going live on Suzanne's Facebook because that's just what's happening today. And nope. All right, I think I'm just going to have you guys play. This is silly.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. So we're with Escaping Monochrome. Again, you can check them out at escapingmonochrome.com. You guys play birthday parties and things, right? Like you're for hire?
We never play at the birthday party. We don't play at bars. We're not 21 yet, so
that's you're not 21?
Yeah.
I think I'm
24. You guys didn't know that?
Everything's changed.
Oh, yeah. We figured out early on that Josh is the class clown, dude.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
He's got that clown afro, too.
Stop.
All right, so escaping monochrome, hanging out as our KZOZ kid interns. We have so many kid interns today, and they are a whole group of them. I think we're live. If you check on Facebook Live, this may or may not be happening on 93.3 KZOZ. Let's do this, guys.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will make you queen of everything you see. I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease. Let's say we up and left this town and turned our futures upside down. We'll make pretend that you and me lived ever after happily. She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will make you queen of everything you see. I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease. And since we know that dreams are dead and life turns plans up on their heads, I will plan to be a bum, so I just might become someone. She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will make you queen of everything you see. I'll put you on the map. Cure you of disease.
Yes, we did it. Escaping Monochrome live at the KZOZ studios as our kid interns. You guys, thank you so much. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So we talked about doing one more song, but we are totally out of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was worth it because we totally made it on Facebook Live. It's happening.
Awesome.
Yes. Yay. You guys can wave. Hey.
Hi.
So if you want to hear that again, you want to watch what's going on, and now they're logging in. We'll leave it going for this last little bit. We can't play your Doors song. I'm really sorry.
That's fine.
I know. It's so sad because I love the Doors. But Sophie did have a Doors song that we were going to play. And that's just... So escapingmonochrome.com. Is there anywhere that we can see you guys playing live coming up? Or should we just keep ourselves posted at the
check
site?
Check out Facebook for posts.
Okay.
Yeah. Escape Monochrome, of course.
All right.
And if you happen to miss it, we are also on YouTube.
Okay.
Just at Escaping Monochrome.
So. All right. And also now on 93.3 KZOZ on Facebook. Because we officially have a live video. Awesome, you guys. Well, I'm going to let you go. We got to get into KZOZ Live at 5. Take a quick little break. Escaping Monochrome at escapingmonochrome.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right.
So much fun.
Oh, well, you know what? Let's just do it.
Come on, come on, come on, come on now.